Blog Talk Radio.
We're playing the intro, Brendan. Okay. We're playing the intro, John. Welcome to the Jordan Klein and Brendan Dawkins Show. I'm Jordan Klein.
I'm Brendan Dawkins.
And this is the first edition of our show.
So today we're going to talk about Michael Conforto, Shane Lowe, and the preview for the NBA Finals.
So we're going to start with the NBA Finals. All right. So we have a rematch of last year, Warriors versus Cavs.
Now we have the latest meeting between the two teams. The Warriors beat them by 34 points
in their last meeting.
Kevin Love only scored 3 points. He played 21 minutes. LeBron James played 33 minutes, but had 16 points. He shot 7 for 16 from the field. Kyrie Irving had some struggles, but he shot 3 for 11 with only 8 points.
Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are going to have to perform better in order for the Cavaliers to win the series, because LeBron can just get double teams every time if Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are not shooting well. And also, I think it was in game 3, correct me if I'm wrong, LeBron would have Kyle Lowry on him after a pick and roll and keep kicking it out to Matthew Dellavedova and J.R. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, it's not like you have Larry Bird on your team.
Yeah, you got to take him to the last. You got to keep that advantage.
Yeah, people say it's really good to be unselfish, but LeBron can get too unselfish at times.
He's the best player in the world.
I know. I agree with that.
He's the best player in the world, and he's passing the ball to Matthew Dellavedova. It's like, it's Matthew Dellavedova.
I mean, nothing.
We're talking about LeBron too, passing the ball to Matthew Dellavedova.
And LeBron also has Kyle Lowry on him.
Kyle.
And also, Draymond Green, the last time these two teams met, Draymond Green had 16 points and 10 assists. He also had 7 rebounds, close to a triple-double. I think the Warriors need Green to perform, because in the OKC series, Green didn't play great. He didn't play great. He averaged 15 points a game in the playoffs around that. Green is also averaging.
He was averaging 9 rebounds, but in that first game, Stephen Curry, he had 35 points. Shooting 7-for-12 from the 3-point line, 12-for-18. He shoots 67% from the floor. He just shut him down. So that was more of the second lineup.
I think Matthew Dellavedova and Kyrie Irving should be the two starting guards. I think we put Matthew Dellavedova in there.
You could be start Keon Jumper there as a shooting guard. He's a second player.
I actually agree with that. I think the starting backcourt should be Shump and Kyrie, because I mean Shump. He's a defensive guy. I mean, that's what he does. That's how he came to the NBA. He plays great defense. But the Harrison Barnes is going to have to do something. I mean, Harrison Barnes is very ineffective in the last series, in the playoffs. I really don't think the Warriors are getting their money's worth. Harrison Barnes is averaging 8 points a game. I mean, he is to 15. Yeah, and I'm making
Curry,
so much money for that.
During regular season, he has 30.1 points per game. He currently is averaging. Stephen Curry is averaging 26.7 points per game. So he's still 4 below his normal shooting, his normal points. 3-point percentage wise, and regular season he shot 45%. Yeah, he's only shooting 40% in the playoffs.
I know. That's actually not a bad shooting percentage.
Well, Klay Thompson, when Steph Curry went down 3-point percentage, Klay Thompson stepped up. He's shooting 42% in the regular season and 45% in the post.
Klay Thompson really stepped up, and he really stepped up in the Western Conference Finals. Thompson,
he kept him in the series, right?
Yeah, he did. I actually saw this edit on Instagram. It was Klay Thompson wearing the backpack with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green in it, because he's carrying the whole He's carrying the whole team on his back. It's kind of true. He was carrying the Warriors. He was just shooting every shot. The thing about the Warriors is that they're good at three-point shooting. So if the Thunder can be up, the Thunder were up like 10, and then faster than you can say Golden State, one-point game.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point out that the Cavaliers are playing so amazing, so efficiently. Kyrie Irving is shooting 48%, and LeBron James is shooting 54%. It doesn't get much better than that. Also, in the regular season, LeBron James shot, I added 25 points a game, just down 24.6, but Kyrie Irving, who averaged 20, now up to 24.
Oh, they're going to open up the collar. Let's try to take his call. Hello? All right. Hello?
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 Jeremy?
Where are you from?
New York.
All right. So what's your question about the NBA Finals? Do you have a question?
Who's going to defend Stephen Curry? And how do you stop him from draining threes?
All right. Jeremy from New York wants to know, who's going to defend Steph Curry and how are they going to stop him from draining threes? Like what we said earlier, you could even send Matthew Dellavedova or Iman Shumpert to really lock him up. Yeah, I think I agree with that. Dellavedova and Shumpert, because I think are really going to lock, I think can lock up Steph Curry. I think they should start Deli or Shump over J.R. Smith, go a little more defensive-minded. Great question, Jeremy. All right, so Let's get back to that. Now, let's talk more about the Cavs' offensive efficiency.
Total, they're shooting 47%, averaging 106.9 points per game. And the Warriors are shooting, the Warriors are shooting 46% and are averaging 110 points a game. So they average more points a game, but their shooting percentage is lower.
With the Cavs, they've been really efficient offensively this series. The Cavs have an average of 1.31 points per possession, which that's superb. They need to keep being efficient on offense because the Warriors are a good defensive team. In the playoffs, the Warriors are averaging, they're playing pretty well on defense. But I think Draymond Green gets in trouble. I think he's going to have to, Draymond's going to have to keep his cool. Because if you saw in the other series, Draymond Green would be punching Steven Adams and shoving him. That can't be happening.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Definitely. Draymond Green really needs to step up. I saw a funny post that show that the Warriors were getting all the calls. It was a picture of Steven Adams having a straight face and he was getting kicked by Draymond Green and saying, when you're getting beat up, but you know that the ref won't give you a call. So Draymond Green definitely needs to keep his trim down for David Long.
Draymond Green says people say Draymond Green is the Warriors leader, but I think what he's bringing in leadership is negative. He's doing negative leadership. I mean, he's like, he's kicking guys in the
wrong
spot.
Two more technicals and he's out.
I thought he'd normal. Yep. Two more technicals. Jalen Green gets suspended. I think the Cavs should, like, not play dirty, but get physical Jalen Green.
Try to get him a little bit upset.
Try to get him a technical and try to get him suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're losing in the NBA.
Okay, and closing. The Warriors, they have 44.6 assists per game. Now, that's huge.
44.6 assists. That is just amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. 42.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm wrong stat. 25.
25 assists per game? I think it's so great.
45 rebounds. My bad.
It's 45 rebounds. 45 rebounds per game is it's a lot. They're doing great on the board, but they were doing better they were doing better when Steven Adams wasn't playing, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really doing well.
So I thought it was in Game 7. It was the Warriors' efficiency to step on and off the court. They were minus 10 when he was off the court.
I'd like to hit the coach, but...
Sean Livingston. He's a great backup. I am totally underrated.
Yeah. And also, now do you want to talk about Steve Kerr and the Knicks getting Jeff Hornacek?
Oh,
yeah. Signed to a 3-year deal.
I like the hire. I mean, it's definitely better than Kirby Hernandez.
Yeah, Kirby Hernandez was atrocious. You can see... Towards the end of the season, well, he hadn't played Jaren Grant a lot, and then towards the end of the season, he started playing with Jaren Grant having 3 points a game. I think that's something good.
I think Jaren Grant, he just needs a little more development, and I think he'll be a starting point guard. Jaren Grant, I think last year, it was a lot of, like, the rookie jitters, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think Calderon should have been playing. Calderon was not the play. End of story.
Straight up. Calderon
is what? The Knicks backcourt needs to work. I mean, I was excited about Aaron Afonso in the beginning of the season. In the beginning of the season, I was so excited about him. He would put up, like, 20 points a game.
Yeah.
And then
he kind of faded away.
And then he went, and he faded away.
Same thing with Kristaps Porzingis. He's doing, like, getting 20 points a game. And then, like,
well, Brennan, all rookies, they hit that wall in around January. They're great. They hit the rookie wall, is what they like to call it, in, like, January, February.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to open up the phone. Call in at 516-387-1335. That's 516-387-1335. We want to know who you think is in the NBA Finals and who does the championship mean more to. Brandon, who do you think it means more to?
Honestly, I say the Cavs, especially with LeBron coming back. They were coming back, but they couldn't get it last year, and I think they're coming back to take what's theirs.
Yeah.
I
agree with the Cavs. Actually, no. I think the Warriors, because the Warriors want to make that 73 wins mean something.
Correct.
Because the Warriors, they won 73 games. No one cares if you won 73 games. Oh, and yeah, like Jordan's Bulls, they won 72 games. They won the finals.
That's what it's all about.
In the finals.
Oh, there's something I want to point out that I found funny. Oh, wait, we're getting a call.
So we have a call from 973-568-6556. All right, here you are, 973-568-6556. All right, so what's your name?
Miles.
Where are you from?
Maplewood.
Miles. All right, Miles. So who do you think is going to win the finals?
I think the Warriors are going to pull it out because Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, that duo is too explosive for the Cavs.
All right, Miles. So Miles thinks the Warriors are going to win because he thinks Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are too explosive for the Cavs to guard. Miles, do you agree with me and Brendan that Dellavedova or Shumpert should start over J.R. Smith for defense?
Yes, because J.R. Smith is way too offensive-minded, and they should really focus on stopping Klay and Steph.
Who do you think this championship means more to?
I think it means more – wait, can you repeat that?
Who do you think this championship means more to?
I think it means the most to LeBron James. He wants to get rings for his hometown, Cleveland.
All right, Miles. So Miles thinks it means more to the Cavs and LeBron because he says that LeBron really wants it for Cleveland. And I agree with that. I think this championship means a lot to both these teams. All right. Thanks, Miles. All right, so...
Something I want to point out.
Oh,
is that Anderson Varejao gets to win regardless of who wins the finals. He played enough games for the Cavs, and he's on the Warriors. So if the Warriors win, he's on the team, so he gets the ring. If the Cavs win, he gets the ring, because he's played enough games. And Anderson Varejao will be sitting in his house and sitting in some podcast being like, I don't care if he wins, I get a ring regardless.
I don't think that trade did anything for the Warriors.
Okay, wait, let me give you the furthermore details on that.
Oh, we have another caller, 212-284-9527. All right, let's see what he wants to say. All right, what's your name?
Oh, hey, it's Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
New York City.
All right, so who do you think is going to win the finals?
So I have a question for you guys. Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
All right, I want to hear who you guys think is going to win the M60 championship in SOM baseball this year.
M60, I have to go with Tommy Dyer. You know, after that big loss with Tommy Dyer, they thought they had the lead, but I haven't really got it. It's a solid pitching staff that Tommy Dyer has.
I agree with Brendan. I think Parkland's pitching is too deep. Put on the lead. I mean, they have 9 innings of pitching. You covered with Dawkins, Carlucci, and Drayton. I also thought Klein really impressed in the last game, going 4-for-4 with the triple. All right, now Greg, who do you think is going to win the finals?
I get the Warriors in 6.
Who do you think it means more to?
Wait, say that again?
Who do you think the championship means more to?
I think probably LeBron.
All right. So Greg thinks it means more to LeBron. All right, Brennan, so you want to get into some Mets right now?
Yeah, sure. All right. So we have Michael and Zeta's staff for the past couple of games. The Mets are
struggling.
Conforto here says, in the last 4 games that he's played in, 1 hit, and that was against the Dodgers, and they lost 9-1. That's 6 strikeouts, and that was decreasing rapidly as he went into this last couple of games in 275, now down to 252.
Also, Conforto, last game, he went 0-6, but 0-6, that bothers me. But what bothers me more is 4 strikeouts. If you're going to strike out, at least put the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that bothers me with the Mets is they do get a lot of strikes.
Yeah,
they do. It's the only team you got to protect.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree, definitely. Also, a new addition to the team, James Rooney. He used to be on the – no, he was on the Padres after he signed with them. He's hitting 111 this year. His career batting average is 285. He has 99 home runs, 635 RBIs, and his on-base percentage is .338. The Mets solid, correct? Pretty good career numbers. One thing a lot of people have been raving about is his gloves. I haven't watched a lot of tape of him, but I heard great things about him. He's hitting .291 career.
I like him in the 5-hole. The Mets have carried done a lot of questionable things in the lineup this year.
I think everyone healthy. Everyone's healthy.
Okay.
Honestly, I think Juan Magard could hit leadoff now. Curtis Granderson, he's playing exception. Well, he's hitting well lately. We have a walk-off with Jordan Dewar out there.
I had the privilege of being at that game. I mean, the small 10,000 fans that were in the stadium, I mean, the place is electric. I think that walk-off means that the Mets are a championship team.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what good teams do. They allow 4 runs. Good teams don't allow 4 runs in the Mets. But good teams, a team comes back and then they bounce back.
Mm-hmm. And number 2, I think it's David Wright. He did pretty well at his last few games. Even though he had a herniated disc, he had 3 home runs in a row, which was exceptionally well. 3 holes. I thought it was Conforto right now because, honestly, even though he's in a slump, he got a boost of confidence. Oh, we're getting a call now. 973-202-0501. All right, let's see what this guy has to say. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Zach.
Zach, where are you from? Where are you from?
Maplewood, New Jersey.
All right, so Zach, what do you have a question about? The final dinner.
I actually disagree about something that Miles said earlier. Miles said that he thinks LeBron needs the championship the most or wants it the most. I don't think it's just LeBron. I really think it's just the whole town of Cleveland because they're on that huge drought. I don't think it's just LeBron that needs that championship.
I actually agree with you, Dash. I think it's the whole city of Cleveland. I mean, they've gone over 50 years without having a championship. Yeah, I agree. They also, the whole city of Cleveland definitely needs it. Also, the Warriors fans say if they can't get the victory, they still have to watch the show. Yeah, they still are. The Chiefs are in the NHL Finals against the Timberwolves. So they're down to the Chiefs. I don't feel wonder. Yeah, just we're not going to talk about much NHL on the show. Well, Dash, I absolutely agree with that. I think the whole city of Cleveland, they need to win a championship in 7 days. I mean, they haven't won in 50 years. I mean, look at the football team. Between Cleveland and the NFL, you're rooting for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks, Dash.
The Browns.
We hope you call in again. All right. You just said Dash now.
Okay.
Let's get into some more about Conforto.
Conforto.
Oh, and the strikeout rates, I think, are too high.
Strikeout rates, definitely.
Home runs, like people say, Conforto only has eight home runs. But he's not a home run. Brendan, continue your lineup.
So I can go to at number three. Even though he's not pitching well lately, I think I have an opportunity to boost his confidence. If we put him farther down the order, he'll be like, be more upset and think, oh yeah, I can't hit all of a sudden. So you gotta keep him up there at 3-4. You gotta get faster. He has 15 home runs. I'm gonna be fast. He's playing amazing. Keep him there.
Yeah, Seth Pittis is just having an unbelievable year.
Mm-hmm. Second base, number five, sorry. I would have Neil Walker saying he's had two home runs in the last couple of games. He's hitting exceptionally well. The only runs that the Mets have been able to score come off them. Sixth, I'd have James Lenny at first base. His career never looks outstanding, and I think he'll be a good addition to the Mets squad.
What about in the second hole?
Jubal Cabrera. I like him at the 7-hole. He's been hitting well. He's always been hitting well, but I like him to have some contact in the late layer of the lineup. And then catcher, Mane Rivera. He's hitting number 8. I love that guy. Did you see him against when he was pitching on the other day? The pitchers love him, and he's been hitting well. He's been hitting well lately. I think they got to keep him in over to a lefty, so he'll be hitting
8 by now.
Pitcher,
Rogers
there will be hitting
line. All right, so I agree with most of your lineup. Actually, no, I don't really. So I've Grandison at one playing right. The two hitters, I think, should be Fubo at short.
Fubo?
I mean, he's the best batting average on the team, and I think he is the most hits on the team.
Uh-huh.
All right, in third, I agree, Conforto. You've got to boost his confidence. You've got to keep him confident.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanup, Seth Pittis. Hitting fifth, I say Neil Walker.
I like to Jeff. You said that I give a Cabrera the best batting average. He did not.
Neil Walker.
Between three.
Cabrera is second.
Yes, Acuña does have the most hits, one over Neil Walker, though.
And
Acuña is not second either. He's third behind Ramadar.
Alright, so Acuña was third in batting average, but he was first a few days ago. So I like him in the duo, 3, I said Conforto, 4, Seth Fish, I think he's one of the best in the MLB. 5, I got to go with Neil Walker. I mean, he's hot as a late. I love him in the 5-hole. And I love how he's hitting all these home runs when the Mets need home runs. I mean, hitting them when the Mets aren't hitting the ball. On Sunday, they won 1-0. And New Walker, they run me on the New Walker home run. I think David, right? I mean, he hit 3 home runs in 3 games. That thing's playing pretty well. seven, I gotta give him the lead. I mean, I like him just for the to back up Duda and Altuve's gone.
And career numbers. Well, you said career numbers. Well, everyone's healthy. Even though everyone's healthy, I still like James Jonathan. Duda hasn't been here lately.
I agree with Renee Rivera. I mean, one thing that you said that I agree with is the pitchers love Renee Rivera. One thing that's for catchers, people always talk about how catchers can block and how they can make the third and second. One thing that's underrated with the catcher is calling the game and how they support the pitchers mentally. And I think Renee calls a great game, and he's good at supporting the pitchers. I mean, if the pitcher allows one run, a run in the inning, he talks to them, he's like, all right, you want to allow any runs next inning? And nine, he's good at pitching.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Also, one thing I wanted to point out, I sat here, Michael can... Wait, never mind, I was about to say, John, and you what you told.
All right, so now there's one debate that I haven't heard it a lot, but I think it should be debated more.
Mm-hmm.
What would be better? What's better for the Mets? Adding Murphy and saving money, or the set to defend?
I think you got to know. Well, Murphy, he had that one late run. Everyone thinks he's amazing because of that. They don't really pay attention to Mets baseball. I think you got to keep it. He was the power that the Mets needed. Before they traded him at the deadline, he was in a huge, the Mets team was in a huge slump. He got them up. And they were not made it to the final to come up to him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And look at the Mets now, they're doing fine without the country.
I agree with that. I mean, people are making...
And the fact that they think I'm a better replacement,
because Walker is a good glove. Well, people are making the point that Murphy is the best batting average.
We have a caller now.
Two callers.
You can only accept the first. Oh, wait, never mind.
You can only accept the first because our caller is the stars. All right, so... All right, so what's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
My name is Wyatt.
All right, Wyatt, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, and I wanted to say how do you think that Steph Curry is more hungry for the title?
We only have a minute and a half left, so.
What?
What was that?
Do you think that Draymond Green is more hungry for the title or Steph Curry?
Ooh, good question. My old snow, who's more hungry for the title? Steph Curry or Draymond Green? Oh, that's a good one. I have to go with Draymond Green, you said he's over there. Doing whatever it takes, kicking guys in the ball. I think you got to put the screen on that one. I agree with you, Brendan. I mean, Draymond Green, that's it. Steph Curry doesn't want the title. I mean, he wants the title, but Draymond Green, I mean, he's a more... determined guy in general.
Yeah, I have to say that.
And he's an energetic guy. I mean, he's doing whatever it takes. He's broken down in the trenches. All right, Wyatt, thanks for the question.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, as we're nearing the end of our show, I just wanted to... Oh, wait, no, we just got another call from 201-951-3353.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, as we're nearing the end of our show, I just wanted to... Oh, wait, no, we just got another call from
201-951-3353. All right. You only have 15 seconds, Bart. You only have 10 seconds.
I just want to say thank you for joining us. This is our first podcast.
Thanks for
listening. We received almost 5 callers. That was pretty good.
Thanks for listening.